The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. Some articles in this episode are from BlackEnterprise.com, and the first one is titled, Ben's Chili Bowl is a cultural hub of D.C.'s Black Restaurant Week. Ben's has stood the test of time for decades. Through new presidents, movements, and residents, Ben's Chili Bowl serves up not only the D.C. delicacy that is a glitzy, but also community. Its slogan, At Ben's, Everyone's Family, extends beyond customers, but symbolizes the familiarity and comfort that helped them build in the famous Black neighborhood. Further details on the history of the bowl can be found at the Afro and the Beloved Restaurant's website, where deep dives on its place in historic moments can be found. The next article is titled, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Deborah Lee, and more named honorary Delta Sigma Theta members. Historically Black sorority Delta Sigma Theta is adding more elephants to its roster starting July 19, 2023. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, former BET CEO Deborah Lee, and MSNBC President Rashida Jones are among the change maker sorors. The news entity titled Because of Them We Can reports the ladies will receive this prestigious award during the 56th National Convention in Indianapolis, where more than 20,000 members gather to celebrate the accomplishments and service of Delta Sigma Theta. Sorority members congratulated their new sorors in the comments. Show me a woman of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and I'll show you the countless lives impacted by her work and all for which she stands, period. One member said, oh, to be a Delta girl. Other heavy hitters joining the ranks include Channing Dungey, chairperson of Warner Brothers, Bonnie Jenkins, the first Black president of a major broadcast television network, former WNBA player Tamika Catchings, and award-winning entrepreneur and leadership mentor Phyllis Newhouse. This year's hybrid style convention focuses on the theme Forward with Fortitude, engaging our sisterhood, empowering our communities, elevating our impact. The week-long conference kicks off with a community service project and is projected to bring in $20 million of positive economic impact for the city. As a public service organization, we make it a priority to leave a positive impact on the wonderful communities where our members live and serve, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority President Elsie Cook Holmes said, according to the Indianapolis Recorder. Close coordination between the sororities, national, regional, and our amazing Indianapolis alumni chapter led us to organize and plan Impact Day to directly benefit and empower Indy's youth. The newly appointed Delta Sigma Theta sorority members are in good company. Last year's honorary members included journalist Abby Phillip and Joy Ann Reed, Grammy-nominated artist Ledisi Atala Shabazz, daughter of civil rights leaders Malcolm and Dr. Betty Shabazz, retired United States Navy four-star admiral Michelle J. Howard, and Colette V. Smith, the NFL's first black female coach. The next article is titled Essence and Coca-Cola, If Not For My Girls, Season 5. Coca-Cola Zero Sugar and Essence are back for a fifth exciting season of If Not For My Girls, featuring our new cast and Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This season, we are showcasing the real magic of sisterhood as we chop it up with musical sensations Money Long and Baya. It is safe to say these ladies are about their bag, business, and bank account. But this time around, we are getting to know them more than just musical artists topping the charts. From Never Have I Ever to Would You Rather, these ladies hold nothing back as they get personal on their love life, desires, and struggles in the industry. It's a recipe for magic to inspire your next girls' night in with Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, unforgettable laughs, and discoveries with friends. The next article are from and about Essence contributors. Jessica Whittingham, born in Nassau, Bahamas, this college artist has an affinity for highlighting historical Bohemian life through a contemporary lens. One of her techniques is to incorporate old black and white images with contrasting vibrant backgrounds. Her preference for using botanicals, texture, gold accents, and bright colors is evident in the photo illustrations she crafted for What's the 311, which offers travel tips as you plan your next great escape and try to meet TSA guidelines. Brooklyn White, a writer who has had bylines in Teen Vogue, in Style, and Paper Magazine. White is also a former Essence Features editor. She's no stranger to asking celebs the questions readers want answers to. Having interviewed such top talents as Megan Thee Stallion, Jasmine Sullivan, Marsai Martin, Summer Walker, City Girls, and Erykah Badu, in this issue, she spoke with our cover star for Missy Midas Touch, the founder of Cool Mamas Club, a bustling online community that builds itself as a safe space to get real about motherhood. White is mom to Jeannie and Earth. Ebony Janice. At the core of this visionary's work is the professional and personal liberation of black women and femmes. The founder and CEO of the Free People Project and the Ebony Janice Project has authored several books, including the upcoming All the Black Girls Are Activists, from which we feature an excerpt title In Pursuit of Softness. You may know this dynamic speaker from her numerous guest appearances on podcasts, YouTube channels, and Instagram Lives, where she talks about decolonizing authority, racial justice, black women's ownership of their bodies, and womanist theology. Sheriff Austin, the multifaceted hair artist, has more than 12 years of experience in styling, cutting, and coloring all textures of hair. Seeing the way his mother felt after her appointments at the local salon ignited his passion at age 14 to make all women feel beautiful. This month, he puts his talents to work on Dominique Fishback, As Real As It Gets. Poston has styled a roster of top celebrities, Taraji P. Henson, Thuso Mbidu, Storm Reed, MJ Rodriguez, Amber Ruffin, Sauti, and Simi among them. The next article is from the editor's letter section. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I'm not talking about Christmas. It's time to pack your bags and hop on a soul plane to New Orleans, baby. The Essence Festival of Culture, presented by Coca-Cola, is here, and we are about to have ourselves a time. Believe it or not, this will be my first festival. Words can't express how excited I am to hit the streets of New Orleans and see the throngs of Black faces taking over the Crescent City. I am counting the days until I'm dancing to three of the most influential women in hip-hop. Our very own festival headliners, Megan Thee Stallion, I'm Getting My Knees Ready Now, Lauryn Hill, her iconic album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, turns 25 this year. Don't miss our dive into what inspired the Jersey Girls' brilliant work, and Super Duper Fly cover star Missy Elliott, whose innovative approach to music writing and production not only changed the rap game, but shifted the culture. In 20 plus years since she last graced the cover of Essence, Missy has continued to be a force, and now she has made history as the first female rapper ever to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Ready to pack? We have rounded up a few festival veterans to share some self-care must-haves. And as a newbie, I am definitely taking notes. We also shared try and true ways to ensure your favorite productions stay in your carry-on, not at the bottom of an airport garbage can. Even if you're not joining us in New Orleans this year, we've still got you covered. Now that the world has opened up a bit, folks are back outside, booking flights and planning vacations. Our Best in Black Travel Awards offer up the dopest destinations, from luxe resorts to hotspots for the adventurous. But while we are all excited to explore the world again, traveling while Black can be dangerous. So our travel coverage includes what you need to know to stay safe on your next girls' trip. Meanwhile, after years of being separated from loved ones during the pandemic, in-person family reunions are making a comeback. We explore the history of this meaningful Black tradition. Summer is also protective style season, and while you may have already braided up your tresses, the heat can wreak havoc on your edges. Check out our tips on how to keep them beautifully laid despite high temps. And there's more. We pay homage to forever Miss Thang, Monica, celebrate breakout star Dominique Fishback, and offer up a guide for Black mamas who want to breastfeed. You'll definitely want to read this issue cover to cover. Lucky for you, it fits perfectly in your carry-on. The next article is titled Anatomy of an It Girl, The Accessories Guide for the Summer. No shade. During summer vacations, festivals, and rooftop affairs, sunglasses are an everyday necessity. They are always with you. They have a designated compartment in your car or purse and in the sun. You're never seen without them on. Invest in your look by brushing off your staple pair, trying on a new style, or exploring a cult classic design. On the run, whether it's a trip to Starbucks, a work meeting, the Essence Festival, or a summer date night, you're always taking care of business. Snag a sneaker that'll give you the cool vibe you want and the comfort you need. The Runner's Market includes designer collaborations, vintage resurgences, and simple aesthetics. As you revamp your wardrobe, don't forget to grab a pair of trainers too. The next article is titled On the Edge. Expert tips on how to keep your edges sleek and laid during the summer months. Even after your hairstylist finishes that last crimp or curl and lays that final strand into place, we know our style isn't secured until she pulls out a small bristled brush, scoops it into a thick gel, and draws your baby hairs into a wave-like pattern of perfection. There are all kinds of intricate ways to accomplish professionally laid edges, as Black women have continued to lead the way in hair innovation. Popular tools and tricks for edge control have become tried and true, but when summer months and the heat that comes with them arrive, all of our beauty secrets that were held together in colder temperatures melt away under the sun, and baby hairs that were once smoothly laid shrivel into their original texture. For those of us who live in places with high temperatures and humidity, securing our edges is a tough feat. But we have asked the experts to share some warm weather tips. It's all about the interaction of hair texture and product chemistry, notes the Houston hairstylist Imani Say, also known as the Magic Touch. For sleeker baby hairs on hot, humid, active days, switching up products to match the temperature is key. I prefer to use more of a gel consistency on softer, curlier hair, says the Magic Touch. For thicker, coarser hair, or for a day inside, an oil-based edge control is perfect to weigh down any frizziness. And with the hot weather, for an outdoor girl, alcohol-based products like a frizz spray are recommended, but look for ones that won't dry out your hair. Another styling tip, use a blow dryer to lock in the hair products. Of course, all this magic only works if you're diligent about following instructions once you leave your hairstylist's chair. Here's what you need to know and the must-have products that will help you stay in control. Eben New York 24-Hour Edge Tamer Extreme Hold, $5. My key to keeping edges down and laid for days is the Eben Edge Control, says Carisha Potts, New York stylist and founder of Carrie Beauty Lab. It holds so well, especially if you make sure to tie down your edges, particularly in the shower. Another product is Got to Be Glued Blasting Freeze Spray, $9. If you're planning to be outdoors in the heat for many hours, this Freeze Spray offers flawless control. The Magic Touch advises that you gently flat iron the fine baby hairs you would like to leave out, then spray your edge brush with this product and flow your edges into a sideways you like shape. Lastly, Pattern Stronghold Gel, $25. For the naturally curly textured girls, a gel or lightweight styler is everything you have been missing and will get the job done. I prefer to use more of a gel consistency on softer, curlier hair, the Magic Touch recommends. The next article is titled, What's the 311? Travel tips to make your next trip a breeze. Before you check in, check out the summer travel beauty tricks and product recommendations from some of our favorite girls on the go. Book your mani in advance. My current obsession is getting a builder gel nail treatment, which uses a thicker gel than traditional gel treatments and doesn't chip, says Onika Raymond, an Emmy award-winning journalist who has visited 120 countries. Getting builder gel means my manicure looks better for longer and is always camera ready. But save hair styling for later. This is relevant, especially if you're headed to the motherland. If my trip to West Africa, for example, Ghana or Nigeria, I skip the hair appointment and wait until I'm on board to get my hair braided, says Eni Popoloa, a noted Nigerian-American beauty and lifestyle blogger. Be strategic. I always pack my beauty products on the same side of the suitcase as my shoes and other hard accessories, says body positivity author Stephanie. In the rare event that there is any spillage, I'd rather get it on my shoes than on my clothes, because cleanup is easier. Maintenance matters. Every quarter, I book a facial to remedy any skin issues due to constant flying, explains Sierra Johnson, a full-time travel blogger and solo trip enthusiast. I also book massages for any back or neck pain as a result of long flights. Professional tip. Consider booking a spa visit for your day two activity on your travel itinerary. Stay ready. Keep a set of travel toiletries in your luggage at all times, Raymond says. Instead of packing and repacking essentials like toothpaste, toothbrush, and lotion, put a pouch filled with all your faves that will stay in your luggage. Learn from your mistakes. Remembering all the times I've overpacked and traveled with products I never end up using has allowed me to be realistic about what I really need on an upcoming trip. This saves room and weight in my carry-on, says Abby Bishop, aka The Rich Aunt, a travel and lifestyle blogger who has visited 56 countries so far. More hacks. I always separate products into different Ziploc bags, then put them in my toiletry bag. It keeps things organized, and if something spills or breaks, it only messes up a few things, as opposed to everything and my beauty bag. Onika Raymond. A hanging toiletry bag is great to have because it takes up less space. Sometimes hotels aren't as generous with counter space to fit all your products. The Rich Aunt. The next article is titled, I Couldn't Find My Way, But I'm Not Lost. At age 15, Blessin is excited about her future, but not too long ago, when she lost her mother, she said she was depressed, resentful, and impulsive, and she fought a lot. The lessons school referred her to youth advocate programs, YAP, where she began working with a smart, compassionate behavioral health services professional who empowered her with tools to manage her anger and set boundaries and positive goals. YAP advocates and behavioral health staff empower individuals and families impacted by trauma and complex challenges with resources to redirect their lives. YAP services provide community-based alternatives to residential care, youth incarceration, and neighborhood violence. After completing the program, nearly 90% of participants remain in their communities. YAP works. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org. The next article is titled, Be Kind, Unwind. Our emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being is the key to our fulfillment. Essence staffers share where they go and what they do to stay centered. My self-care go-to is a 45-minute sauna every Sunday evening. I spend 15 minutes writing my to-do list for the week. Then it's 156 degrees, lots of sweat, and calming music. Christine McBride, Senior Director, Experiential and Operations, EFOC. Tulum, Mexico is my solo vacay spot for rejuvenation. I am from Harlem and go back there from LA to feel grounded. Tori Jackson, Sales Planner. I love the spa. Give me a massage, body scrub, and facial, and I'm good. Nicole Haynes, Senior Director, Sales Partnerships. My Tuesday night yoga class is held in a beautiful cathedral. It's visually stunning, aesthetically calming, and music-infused. It starts with a prayer and ends with affirmation and meditation. It grounds me for the entire week. Namaste. Ann Hudson, Sales Partnership Director. For me, both Napa Valley, California, and Sedona, Arizona inspire wellness, relaxation, and mindfulness. Dominique Fluker, Contributing Lifestyle Editor. My self-care destination is whenever and wherever my hair is being shampooed and braided by someone else's hands. Sab Lay Stays, Art Director. I enjoy being outside, preferably on a beach or taking a hike. Something about connecting with nature makes all my worries minute in comparison. Pytrina Love, Sales Activation Director. My self-care destination is the cockpit of a Piper Archer 2. It's low wing, so you can see the entire sky. On a nice day, you can spend hours with your head in the clouds, literally. Carrie D. Richardson, VP Sales Activations. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.